KVC Arts Now on KVCR, arts and entertainment, as well as the people and places providing it. I'm David Fleming. On this edition of the program, we'll be hearing from Sid Hess from the Not Just a Girl podcast. Also, Daisy Gonzalez, co-founder of Salem's Choice, and presenting Oktoberfest, a collection of female or femme-fronted bands at the Packing House Brewery in Riverside, August 28th. Here's KVCR's Tony Lopez.
All right, so I was looking a bit into your guys' history, and I noticed that the concept of Salem's Choice was first brought up in 2018, and 2020 was when you guys started advertising for your first event. So can you tell me about how this went from just being a concept to becoming, no, we're going to be hosting events by women for women?
I don't really want to get into it, but I have Base Rev, right? And Base Rev is the same thing as Salem's Choice, but it's, you know, inclusive to everybody. And that's my brother and my sister, us three. And we noticed, and I talked to Sid about this when we first met, a lot of people would come up to my ex at the time, and they would say, thank you for what you do for the scene, and what you just did was really good, but it would be our ideas, like me and my sisters. And after a while, we kind of just accepted that we weren't going to get credit for the work, because Base Rev is faceless, and it's decentralized. But Salem's Choice, it was going to be all femmes to the front. We were going to be the face of it. We weren't going to be scared, and we weren't going to be scared to use pink. And anyone that comes to our shows is going to be safe because it's femme-fronted, femme-promoted. And my sister, she's not here right now, but shout out Ellie. She was like, how are you going to do this when there isn't even enough femme-fronted bands at the time? Mm-hmm. There was like maybe four, and I was pulling from high schools and people that had just graduated, and it was far in between that we would have shows because there was so little femme-fronted bands. And we did know that because through Base Rev, we have a directory of all the local bands, and there really wasn't any femme-fronted. So also what I would do is I would book solo artists and acoustic artists. Pork Boy actually was one of the people, yeah, that we first booked. And then slowly they started getting bands. And as time progressed, more and more femme-fronted bands were out, and we were able to book shows with six bands on the lineup every other month. And 2024, we exchanged our mantras basically on how we wanted to focus on femme-fronted. And that's when Sid was like, oh, I've been wanting to do this for years.
I had this idea in my head where, because I used to be a makeup artist, I wanted to interview women that did cool stuff and do their makeup at the same time. And then I met Daisy and Ellie, and I started like pitching this, and I tried it myself, but I didn't really have like the team or the expertise or any kind of idea on how to start, where to post, what to say, how to do it. And then I told them, and they're like, we'll be your platform. Do whatever you want. You can have this platform. And that's where I was like, yeah, and it was going to be called Not Just a Girl. And our tagline for the whole podcast is, because we're all just girls, but we're not just girls. Mm-hmm. We're more than just girls. Yeah. We do so much more. Like, there's so much depth to women and girls and femme-presenting people. The next day, I had my first interview at our friend Soul's house, who also made our flyer. Shout out Soul. And it just all came together so easily. It was so inspiring. So now here we are 2 years later, and it's been a dream ever since.
I noticed both of you guys do have a very strong tie to your femininity and stuff like that. Has it always been like that for you guys? Or was it kind of like, for me, I went through my tomboy phase of like rejecting anything feminine and then embracing it. How was that for you guys?
I'm going to assume we both did.
Yes.
Like a tomboy.
Yes, I wanted to be a boy so bad. I would literally put all my hair up in my beanie and play football with my dad and climb trees and skid my knees and go skateboarding. And then all of a sudden in my mid-20s, I was like, actually, I love being a girl. I actually love being a woman.
Didn't you ride motorcycles?
Yeah, I used to have a motorcycle. Like, I would go.
Wait, didn't you wrestle too?
I was in the wrestling team. Like, I was literally just rejecting femininity at its core, and now I'm just embracing it. But that's what it is. Like, you can be feminine and masculine at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I definitely rejected femininity, but now I'm fully embracing it and mm-hmm. hoping that people understand that there's not just one definition of a woman and right. femininity and how you can show it yourself and how you can feel it. And that's where, like, Not Just a Girl is like, we're queer, femme, non-binary. It's whoever you are. we're welcoming you.
Since we're on the topic of the podcast, how do you find artists in your area? Is it whether it be through social media? Is it just people that you meet at the events you guys host? How do you find like a bunch of women, especially in a scene where it seems like women are few and far between?
For the podcast, I have known a lot of feminine and women-fronted bands. And so I see them either at shows or on social media, or sometimes like people even come up to me. And I know that I was interviewing Kit Major, and her manager was like, you need to interview this girl. Like, she's amazing. And she was. She is. She literally just toured in England. Mm-hmm. It's crazy.
I'm not familiar with Kit Major. Who is she?
She is this punk girl from LA, and she actually drove all the way down to my house in Corona to get interviewed. And they reached out to us, and they're just this really talented punk, like Kurt Cobain as a woman. I love her so much.
Didn't she live in Japan for a little bit?
That's yeah, she grew up in Japan. Yeah. Because her dad was in the military, from what I remember. I have the worst memory ever. Right, but yeah, grew up in Japan. Then came back here, and she's like, why am I here? I want to go back. I was like, no, trust me, I would too. It was like either Korea or Japan. I don't remember.
I feel too also within the scene, we all know each other. Like someone knows somebody, and therefore that's the connection. I feel especially for like Femme Fronted, we all know Glow and Sophia and Jeannie and
Sarai.
Frankie. Yeah, so it's like a nice community that through shows, you start meeting people and connecting.
I feel like this community has been built up so much just in the recent years, like the last 2 or 3 years. These women just love each other because we know that we're fighting the same battle of that recognition, making our own space. And it's such an eye-opening experience hearing from every single woman, oh yeah, I've headlined a show and I was the singer. And they thanked my drummer for having a good show and then didn't talk to me because he was a man. And that's what we are fighting for, is that recognition that we're trying just as hard as you guys. Mm-hmm. Why are you overlooking us?
In the space where it's
meant
to be. Yeah,
in the space where it's meant to be a community, but we're all the time overlooked. And so we're creating that platform for women and she's and they's and gays and non-binary people to just be able to have that recognition and just push guys to the side for a second.
And doing it in a safe environment.
Yes, and it's because this scene has been known for having like such unsafe things happen.
Yeah.
And now that we know that we're having all these people come together and protect each other, it's so rewarding. I'm so happy that I'm able to have this platform.
That's Sid Hess, along with Daisy Gonzalez, in conversation with KVCR's Tony Lopez, talking about the Not Just a Girl podcast, as well as Oktoberfest, an evening of female or femme-fronted bands at the Packing House Brewery in Riverside, August 28th. Thanks for joining us at KVCR for KVC Arts.
I actually didn't know about, Daisy, your connections with Bass Rev. Okay, sorry.
I mean, it's basically revolutionary.
Really? Okay. Yeah. So it seems like Salem's Choice, I don't want to say the child of,
it is. It's like a
subsect of that. So how did Bass Rev come to be, and what's your history like within the scene and wanting to host events and have people come together?
It's crazy to even get asked that question now at 32, because I started Bass Rev at 23.
Really?
Yeah. So you don't even imagine what's going to come from it. But basically, I come from 5 generations of music. And I grew up singing, and I was in a little church band. And in high school, I rebelled, got my first tattoo at 14, and I was discovering music on my own and becoming my own person. And after graduation, I didn't go to college, and I wanted to do something with music. And I didn't know if I wanted to start a band, or I didn't know where I was going to go with it. I was working at Sephora. I also have a background in makeup, like Sid. I was working at Sephora in Hollywood, and a sign fell on my shoulder. And I was out of work for a while. I was on bed rest. And I used to do my own face charts so I wouldn't waste printer ink. So I just draw my own faces and do the makeup looks on there. I was very depressed, crying, because my back hurt. I wasn't able to do anything. And I would dry this eye over and over again. And at the same time, I was getting woke. air quotes, woke. So I was discovering all these conspiracies, and I'm just like, whoa, it's overflowing. My third eye is overflowing. So then that's where the logo came to be. And my brother, he was like, we need to do something with music. So we were kind of both leaning. I didn't know there was a music scene, though. That's the thing. I didn't know. So I still have my notebook where I wrote out, okay, so I want to have local bands. I didn't even know local bands existed, but I'm like, yeah, it's going to happen, and we're going to have it in backyards. I didn't know this already existed. So I'm thinking I'm being, like, super new at this, and, like, it's going to be transcending experiences. And we did our first show in Pomona at the American Legion. We got bands from different cities, and then we started scouting. We found out there was a scene, and we placed ourselves in the middle of it, started collabing with other people that had already been doing it for years. The rest is history. And then, yeah, we just promote bands. We do interviews with them. My ex and I used to do photography together in LA. We would drive there a lot. And we noticed that every time we would work with a model, they were never from LA. They were always from a different state. So we were thinking, why are we traveling all this, wasting all this money? Let's just do it in Inland Empire. Same thing with Beishrev. Let's promote bands here. Let's put professional photos that we can take and put them out there. Let's make them, air quote, famous through the local scene. So there's no need to go to LA. And I feel like we did that, because now all the creatives, we're doing photo shoots, we're doing music videos, all in-house, all homies, all friends. And now with the Inland Empire, it's its own empire with creativity. And the fact that we're even here now is amazing. Like I said, 23, 32 now. Next year will be our 10-year anniversary. We want to do something big. Yeah, we don't know what yet, but something big, because that's the decade.
That's so exciting.
But this is exciting.
Sid has been in the scene, too, for years.
Yeah, since 2017. Yeah. Since I was 21.
Yeah, because we started 2017. So it's like we've seen the scene, like,
go up crazy. Because I was going to say the same thing. I never knew that there was bands, that my friends could be in bands, and that they could go sell out the Observatory. If you told 10 years ago me that I'm going to have a podcast and I'm going to throw a show with seven bands and I'm doing it with my friends, like, no, you're lying. Like, that's a lie, you're lying.
That's a different person.
That's who, what do you mean? So it's actually insane. And I've only been having the podcast for 2 years, and it's crazy how I've gotten recognized at bars, at downtown Riverside, like, oh, you have that podcast. And I was like, I feel like I could be doing way more.
Yeah.
But I'm doing what I can while going to work full time and having a life and going to school too. So I'm trying, and I'm glad that people recognize it.
You're listening to KVC Arts with Tony Lopez in conversation with Sid Hess from the Not Just a Girl podcast, and Daisy Gonzalez, co-founder of Salem's Choice, presenting Oktoberfest, an evening of femme-fronted bands at the Packing House Brewery in Riverside, August 28th. Again, here's KVCR's Tony Lopez.
So this Oktoberfest, we knew Salem's Choice was the producer of Not Just a Girl podcast, but this is the first time where I'm seeing the name on the same flyer where it's being cross-promoted everywhere. How did this festival come to be? Who came up with the idea first?
So this is actually the fifth Oktoberfest.
Yeah.
Fifth
Oktoberfest.
So but it does it on her own.
At my house. It was like,
really?
It's like a pre-podcast. This is the fifth year I've done it. Me and my friends that I was friends with, obviously. But we made up the name because we're obsessed with Halloween. The day after 4th of July, we're decorating the whole house Halloween. That's it. That's the rule. That's what it is. Sorry. And it's going up until Christmas. And so this one time I was like, oh, I hate the name Summerween. I hate Summerween. That's so dumb. No hate, but it's just so overplayed. I feel like there's no nuance to it. I don't know how I came up with it. We were just like riffing. And then I was like, what about Og? Like, because August and Tober, Og-tober. And then we're like, oh my gosh, we're starting a revolution. And then it started out just like as a costume party in the middle of summer. I love the drama of dressing up and just being something funny and niche and cool. Like last year, and I'm probably going to be it this year too, is Schmitty Werber Jaegerman Jensen from SpongeBob. And please, I want everyone to come up with the most niche, because this was my rule for October. It was be something funny, and then for real Halloween, you'd be something scary.
Oh.
So everyone be something funny, right? Anyway, so we were actually planning on doing this last year, but the venue that I wanted to do it at was my friend's house, And then it came closer to the time and I was like, oh yeah, we're going to get porta potties. And she's like, whoa, how many people do you expect to come to this? And I was like, well, it's going to be a show. Like, it's not going to be 10 people. And she's like, oh, never mind. And I was like, okay, I get it. Like, thanks for offering. It's not meant to be this year.
Mm-hmm. And then, but you did Not Just a Girl Fest.
Not Just a Girl Fest last year, which was our 1 year anniversary, which is crazy to think that that was only a year ago. It seems like it has been years ago, lifetimes ago.
We have shed so much skin.
And we've grown so much back.
Yeah.
And it was at the Haven in Pomona. Mm-hmm. And I have flyers for that too. I don't have them right now, but it was so cute. We had 7 bands.
You decorated so
cute. I made all the decorations.
Really?
It was bug themed because I love bugs. And it was like Bug's Life. I made giant like PVC pipe flowers, like a giant dandelion, giant carnations. And then I made little bug cutouts and we put them all over the walls and like cut out grass from cardboard boxes on the stage. It was so cute. And
I feel like you have to do something that cute for this show.
I know. I'm like, what do
we
I do?
To come together.
I don't have the budget, but I'm like DIY or die, right?
Yes.
It's been a long time running, and we've been wanting to make it a show, and here it is, 5th annual, and here it is in all of its glory. It's going to be amazing.
All right, so we have 7 bands, I'm counting?
6. We had to cut a band or two because of time restraints, because we're doing it at a brewery, and they end at 10 o'clock.
We weren't expecting like everyone to say yes.
Yeah, everyone
normally,
said yes.
You know, you pitch and then a handful comes back and everybody was saying yes. We're like, okay, wait.
We asked
just
too
kidding.
Many people.
Yeah.
We did not expect this. You guys are very excited. Thank you for the love.
Exactly.
With what you've said, you guys are friends with some of these people. How did you, if you want to go into individual stories on how you met every band, or it was kind of just like, no, we all met at one giant show and now.
Well, kumbaya. Slingshot, I'm wearing their merch right now. Mm-hmm. Shout out Slingshot. I love them so much. They played at the original Not Just a Girl Fest last year. And I am obsessed with them. They're such great people and they're such a great band. Mm-hmm. So I was like, you have to come back. And then Los Houndstooth is Glow, and she is such an inspiration in the scene. She's such a great person. We do the same job. We work with special needs kids, so we really bond off of that. And I love her music, so I was like, you have to come play this one, too. Did she play last year, too?
No.
No, I asked her, and they couldn't.
This year, yes, though.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And then Soup and Sandwich is Soul, which they made the poster. And it's going to be their debut with the full band.
I was looking into that. Yeah,
yeah, they have one song out right now called Driver's License. Dun, 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 dun. And we literally had a pool day and we listened to it 6 times in a row. It's such a banger. And Lunar Riptide, always been obsessed with her. So talented, an amazing vocalist. She played at the Orange County Fair last year.
Mm-hmm.
So cool. And then Girl Hazel, I don't really know them, but they were highly recommended. Oh, so.
I see.
And then Honk is Frankie's band, who was part of another integral part of the scene, Frowny Face Records.
Shout out Frowny Face.
Frowny Face, and they've been on the podcast too. So if you want to know more about them, go check out that episode.
True.
She has just brought so many people into the scene, and she made a whole, you guys made the website with all the bands.
Mm-hmm. But Frankie, she has a resource database, so it has like all the local venues that you can hit up and their emails and their contacts. Mm-hmm.
And you guys made a thing about how to book a show.
Yeah, last year we did how to book a show, like little seminars, and Frankie was a special guest speaker.
So cool. We love lifting up people. We are not going to be gatekeeping in this community.
Literally.
Because the whole thing about my podcast is, who cares if you look stupid? Who cares if you're not ready? Just get up and go do it. Look at all these women that are already doing it.
Mm-hmm.
If you think you look dumb, just do it feeling like you look dumb. Because you know what? No one's going to hate you at the end of the day.
I feel like, yeah, no one's really thinking about someone else that much. They're scared. They're thinking about themselves.
They're thinking about, wow, I wish I could go do that.
True.
I wish I had the gumption to
Frankie
go do that.
Frankie just got into a band.
A band, yes. That's
yeah,
what we're
she,
going on.
Well, okay, it's so funny. We'll just segue there. With Salem's Choice, we actually didn't meet Frankie directly, but she was playing bass for another band that Salem's Choice booked. So I saw her, and then later on, years 2023, I reached out to her, and I was like, hey, because she had Frowny, loved what she was doing with Frowny Face. I was like, I would love to collab on a show with you. We met up for coffee, and we kiki, we went thrifting right after. So we just became really close. And then I booked her solo a lot of times for Bass Rev. And then she started recording, got a band, does live performances, amazing rock star.
Oh my gosh.
Kills it. So she does shows and she's in a band. And then Slingshot, I met through Frankie, and then they played the Not Just a Girl Fest. And Soul is like the best story because they came to a show at our house in Bloomington and they couldn't drive. So we're like sleepover on the first day meeting them. And we karaoke'd all night with our parents and we got Thai and boba the next day. And we've been friends ever since. So yeah, we're very close with this. We're extremely lucky. I'm always thinking, wow, all our friends are so talented.
On this edition of KVC Arts, it's Tony Lopez in conversation with Sid Hess and Daisy Gonzalez. We are hearing about the Not Just a Girl podcast as well as Oktoberfest coming up soon at the Packing House Brewery in Riverside.
As you guys have grown and cultivated all these connections, I didn't know like just how connected you guys were in the IE. And with so many people claiming that IE is a desert in a sense, or like kind of very overlooked, I would say, in Southern California.
Yeah.
I wanted to go back to an idea that you had mentioned earlier where it was like the importance of bringing community here. Has that gone into your work and driven you to keep hosting these events?
Honestly, just the progress. For example, Archer O, you mentioned earlier, they've grown so much. And when we first started working with them, they would always open up shows at 6 p.m. and you would have to get there really early to see them. And I think we were the first to put him on 8 p.m.
Really?
To be like, you know what, they're worth it. They need to be 8 p.m. They're the headliner. So after that, all of the other promoters started putting him at 8 p.m. And we did an interview with them in our backyard and they did a live set. We recorded it and it's still on our YouTube and they're young. I think they were like 16, 17, 18 in those videos.
Really? Wait, and how long ago was this?
2017.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so they would talk about their future, what they want. They just want to do, you know, music no matter what, because they all work their 9-to-5s and they just want to focus on this. And now, fast forward, they're killing it. They're touring. They're playing sold-out shows. They're playing with the Red Pairs. And the bands that were popping in 2017 are for sure now making it. They're up-and-coming bands. And that's another thing my sister and I always talk about. There's never representation for that middle ground. That's something that we also kind of want to work on, like an award show. I've talked to other promoters that are kind of like, yes, like that want to do like a little award ceremony for just the up and coming, that middle ground that's 16K to 40K that's really overlooked because it's like more mainstream artist or nothing at all, you know? I think that's the test of time that keeps me going because it's proven if we work with a band long enough, we see the potential, they're going to make it. Another band that we feel is going to be like up and coming is Integra Pink. We really love their music and we believe in them. So we just push them. Whatever we can do to try to help, that's what we'll do. And if they make it, take us with you.
Exactly. You mean when they make it.
Yes. When they make it. Exactly.
I know. I went to an Archer O show recently. I never knew about your guys' history with them. Oh, my God. This is such a small world.
The Lord. The Lord goes deep.
With how long you have been in the scene, I'm always curious because obviously everyone was affected by COVID. How was that period with BassRev and like booking shows? What were those few years like?
Horrible.
We don't talk about those.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
I feel like we fell off for a little bit because we were posting online interviews. I think we did one with Sept at the time. They were coming up and we would post on TikTok a lot, but we weren't hosting events and it sucked because Salem's Choice had just started
right before.
Yeah, we had just had our first show and then it was like 3 months into 2020 it was like done. So that sucked and we did stop for a little bit, but we also saw a resurgence of the scene through Cold Cut. Actually gave them their first show ever.
Really?
And yeah. And I did this a lot where it was, oh, you have 200 followers, this is your first video, we're booking you. Like, if you're good, we're gonna book you, we're gonna put you on to see how you come up.
That's exactly what Daisy and Ellie are all about, is that like, if you have potential, they will see it.
We're scouts.
Because I came into her and we weren't even friends. We just knew a friend of a friend.
Right. Like, a mutual.
Shout out Sabrina. Love you, Sabrina. She brought me over because I left my water bottle in her car.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to go pick it up. And she's like, come hang out with me and my girlfriends. Like, we're super cool. Drink a beer together. Shot my shot. Well, literally, I wasn't even shooting my shot. We were just having a conversation. And I said, yeah, I always wanted to have a podcast. And then Daisy and Ellie, I remember this, they look at each other and they're like, are you thinking what I'm thinking?
Okay, so I've always wanted to do a podcast, but I'm too scared. And I'm making the steps to go forward. So I'm looking up how to record it, what websites to use, how to download it. So I learned just a week before. So when she said that, I was like, well, guess what? I just learned how to produce that. Let's do it. And it was maybe not something that I wanted to do, but I knew that my heart was like, there needs to be a podcast, something. I need to go on this path. So she'll record it. I'll post it, and we pay the pot of bean, and we get it done.
We have been on a very long hiatus right now because of life. A lot of things.
We both just moved to new apartments and school.
And school and life. And
we barely hang out.
No, barely. But we're right here. We're in our heads.
We're matching.
We're matching right now. We didn't even talk about it.
So the interview was just like a hangout day.
Exactly. Can we do our outro?
Tony, yes. Will you like to be part of it?
Oh my God, no, I'd love to, please.
We're all just girls, but we're not just girls.
Woo! Thank you.
Thank you.
That was KVCR's Tony Lopez in conversation with Sydney Hess, host of the Not Just a Girl podcast, and Daisy Gonzalez, co-founder of Salem's Choice. We've been hearing about the podcast as well as Oktoberfest presented by Salem's Choice coming up August 28th at the Packing House Brewing Company in Riverside, an evening of femme-fronted bands, costumes, food, craft beer, and more. More on Instagram at Salem's Choice, also at Not Just a Girl Pod. And with that, we wrap up another edition of KVC Arts. Thanks again to Sid and Daisy. And here at KVCR, thanks to Rick Dulock, Sandy Hodela, Jessica Greenwell, Shireen Awad, and a big thanks this time around to Tony Lopez. Many past shows can be found through Spotify, iTunes, NPR1, or many other podcast sites, and more still at kvcr.org/arts. I'm David Fleming. Thanks especially to you for listening and for your support. And speaking of which, it only takes about 3 minutes of your time to support KVCR with a financial contribution. Look at it as a 3-minute investment of your time, with the return being the programming you value and count on being there for you the rest of the year. It really is a sound investment. And again, whether it's a one-time gift or if you're setting up a sustaining membership with an automatic monthly contribution of $5 or $10 or more, it's just 3 minutes of your time. Please go to kvcr.org/support. And again, thank you so much.